Proclamation number 4158 of 4th of November, 1947. Mediator between God and people. Jesus Christ. Jesus was the mediator between God and people at a time when the connection with God was no longer established on the part of people, and it was therefore impossible for God to make himself known to them through the inner word. A link between them and God had become necessary, so to speak, and the possibility had to be created to convey God's will to people. And this could only happen through a person who had such a high degree of maturity of his soul that he was able to hear the inner word, so that God himself could express himself through this person without endangering the freedom of will. This act can only take place in fullest unison of the human being's will with divine will, and therefore total submission of his own will to God's will. And this complete submission results in the ability to hear God's voice, and since the divine voice, 3rd of the 11th 1947, sounds extremely fine and delicate, only the person who attentively listens inwards is able to hear it. Jesus, the man, was full of love for his fellow human beings. He himself heard the voice of God in himself. 4th of the 11th 1947, and in his love he sought to inform his fellow human beings of what he received from God himself. For God spoke to all people through Jesus, and thus he was only the shell through which God himself expressed himself. The connection between God and people had become so absolutely essential, for without the mediation of divine will no one was able to fulfill his purpose on earth. To shape himself in God's image, to shape himself into love, for at the time of Jesus Christ people were completely devoid of love and thus endlessly distant from God. There was a gulf which could only be bridged through loving activity, and people would have been irredeemably lost had God not sent them a Savior in Jesus Christ, who bridged the gulf by virtue of his great love for people, who established a path from people to God. The path of unselfish neighborly love. This was intended to bring them back into the state of hearing the word of God, of hearing himself and recognizing his speech as divine and obeying everything God demanded of people. However, the people of that time did not establish the connection with God himself. They neither practiced unselfish neighborly love nor did they believe in a God who wanted to speak to them. Jesus knew about this human condition and wanted to help them by offering to fulfill the conditions which were directly linked to the hearing of the divine word. And thus he first shaped himself into love and thereby entered into such intimate union with God that he was chosen as a mediator. That God himself took on his body as a cover in order to conceal his radiance, his all-consuming fire of love, from people who walked in such dark spiritual night that bright light was unbearable to them. God made use of a human being, and he spoke through his mouth. Nevertheless, he was recognized by only a few. Only a few lived according to the divine will, so that they also recognized the divine in the man Jesus and accepted his word as spoken by God. The majority called his word in doubt. They did not recognize him because they were sinful and without love. And in this same adversity are people now again who have no faith in God and are so distant from him through their unloving nature, life that they cannot hear his word. 4th of the 11th 1947, and again they need mediators. Servants through whose mouth God can express himself in order to send admonitions and warnings to people in their spiritual hardship, to give them the commandment of love and guidelines for their way of life so that they will not be dragged into the abyss by his adversary but attain eternal beatitude. And these servants must be so intimately united with God that they are able to hear His word. They must have acquired this ability through loving activity and a will turned towards God. Love for their fellow human beings must induce them to provide spiritual and earthly help. Furthermore, they must be completely independent of religious organizations, i.e., they must not be pushed into wrong thinking which can prevent them from accepting the pure word of God and rejecting contrary teachings. Because they should seek to spread the word received from God with all zeal as the sole, eternal truth. To be a mediator between God and people, to establish the connection with the spiritual kingdom is certainly the most beautiful task on earth and eclipses every earthly activity. It is a task which earns a wealth of grace of inestimable value, yet such an office is also obligatory. For he who has much must also distribute much, and he will also be held responsible for how he has administered his wealth. Being a mediator between God and people is truly of utmost importance. It is the narrowing of a gap which has become almost unbridgeable due to people's unkindness. But one person's love can build a bridge, and countless people can step onto this bridge and become able to hear the divine word again. And for this reason, God will bless His servants on earth who freely offer to render a service to their fellow human beings which will have an effect for eternity, and He will always be mindful of supporting them with love and grace so that they can fulfill their mission. To be a suitable instrument for God who wants to speak to people in times of deepest spiritual adversity, who wants to help them because they urgently need His help, the time is coming to an end. Amen.